Psalms 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with a harp and make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Play skillfully and shout for joy.
For joy. Amen. It's Psalms 33, 1 through 3.
That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet the sound, amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that was nailed to the tree. As grace flows down and covers me, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that was nailed to the tree. As grace flows down and covers me, it covers me. It covers me. It covers me. Covers me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that was nailed to the tree. The grace flows down and covers me. It covers me. It covers me. It covers me. Your grace covers me. Jesus, your grace covers me today. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, amazing love, now flowing down. Amazing grace, that's the sound, I once was dead, now I'm alive. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that was nailed to the tree. Grace falls down and covers me. Your grace flows down and covers me. Your grace flows down and covers me. Covers me. Grace covers me. Your grace covers me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that was nailed to the tree. Your grace flows down and covers me. Your grace flows down and covers. Your grace flows down and covers. Your grace is all over me. Your grace flows down and amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that was nailed to the tree. Grace flows down and covers me.
Protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Psalms 32:7-8.
You are my hiding place, Lord.
Psalms 32:11. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
Father, this morning as we set this 1 hour just to be at your feet and to seek your face and to pray and worship. Lord, we are wide open to listen as we meditate on the difference in your voice and the voice of the enemy. I want us to just to think about these things as we pray and worship this morning. The voice of God leads you, compares to the voice of the enemy that pushes you. The voice of God always leads. The voice of God, there's such peace when the Lord speaks. The voice of God stills you. On the other hand, the voice of the enemy rushes you. You know, part of prayer is listening as well. Because prayer is not just you talking, but it's also allow us to quiet our mind and make room for the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Spirit to speak. But when He speaks, He reassures. He doesn't frighten. That's the voice of the voice of the enemy. Frighten makes you afraid. See, when the Lord speaks, He also enlightens. He doesn't bring confusion like the enemy does. So, Father, as we meditate on You today, I pray that Your presence would displace all confusion. Every confusion, the things that makes people confused. There is no confusion in You, Jesus. The voice of the Lord encourages, but the voice of the enemy discourages. When we listen to the voice of the enemy, that brings discouragement because we see, oh, we can't, we won't do it, we will never do it, we'll never, you know, we won't make it, you know, we bad. But when the voice of the Lord speaks in our spirit, it brings encouragement. It makes you realize that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Not in your own strength, but you can do all things, no matter what it is. You can do all things through the strength of the Holy Ghost in us, in you, in me. So as we pray and quiet our mind, quiet our spirit, we also want to acknowledge that the voice of the Lord brings calms, but the voice of the enemy worries, brings worry. When the enemy speaks, he makes us worry about the future. He makes us worry about life itself. Worry about the things we've got no power, no control over. The voice of the Holy Spirit convicts, but the voice of the enemy condemned. So this morning as we pray, we choose to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. hurry. I'm not in a hurry.
It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp and make music to Him on your 10-string lyre, and sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Psalms 33, 1 through 3. Righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of His unfailing love. Yes, the world, we bow down and say You are God. Every man, bow down and say You are King. Yes, the world, we bow down and say You are God. Every man will bow down and say You are King. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? King of glory, fill this
just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, come fill this place. Just want to be with you. Just want to be with you. I will shout hallelujah until you come again. We will shout hallelujah until you come again. We will shout. Shout your praise until you come again. Till you come again. Till you come again. Till you come again. We will shout hallelujah until we see you face to face. I will sing hallelujah until you come again, till you come again, King of glory, fill this place. We want to be with you, we want to be with you.
Yes, they will. They will confess you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You're my Lord, you're my God, in whom I put my trust, yes. You're my Lord, you're my God, in you I put my hope. You're my Lord, you're my God, in you I put my trust. Thank you.
better it is, 1 hour sitting at your feet, Lord, than a thousand elsewhere. Calling on the God of Jacob, mighty river, come and fill us again.
You are our hiding place, and you will protect us from trouble. Wonders of his love. Love the Lord, all his faithful people, as the Lord preserves those who are true to him. Rejoice to the Lord and be glad, you righteous, and sing, all you who are upright in your heart. Love the Lord, all you faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him. You are our hiding place, and you will protect us from trouble and surround us with songs of deliverance. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous, and sing, all you who are upright in heart. Jacob prevailed all night long, and he wouldn't stop. He really wanted to had his heart burdened and really wanted to wrestle, but his prevailing heart and the cry of the heart was, he wasn't going to let go until the Lord showed up. Sometimes there's going to come times when we have to have a heart posture of prevailing, and we pray, but we cannot give up, because sometimes it takes all night, and because God didn't show up. He didn't show up in the midnight hour. He didn't show up in the half hour, but he showed up at the breaking of the day, like in Genesis 32. That's where Jesus showed up. And he touched Jacob. Holy Spirit, thank you, God. So Lord, we pray for that in such a time like this, Lord. That we will not stop. We will pray without ceasing, Father God, that you will teach us that heart posture of prevailing, Lord, and prevailing for others, Lord Jesus. When they don't have a heart to pray no more, we come along and you teach us how to prevail for others, Father. Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. Thank you, Jesus.
And fill us.
Captives then, freeing the captives now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You heal the brokenhearted then. You're healing them right now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You never change. You will never change. You are the same God.
Father, it is your breath in our lungs. Lord, we acknowledge that we are in need of you every day. Jesus, we thank you for sustaining us, carrying us, providing for us, Lord. Lord, I pray for Joe right now. He needs a complete healing in his spirit, a revival, a touch. Lord, I pray for complete recovery for those in our midst who are at the hospital. Father, we count on you. We seek you. We come to you. You're such a good God. We love you, Lord. Thank you that you have shown us what love is by giving your Son. Today, Lord, it is through the blood that we come. The blood of your Son, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. I bless you. I honor you. I worship you. You deserve all the glory, all the praise. You're so good. You're so kind. Lord, I pray that you would give us a kingdom mind on the issues, many issues of this life. And we would not get distracted, but we would remain focused on you and your word. We give you room, Holy Spirit. Come have your way.